a Seven Nation Army. By the way, Jack White, he wrote that song because when he was a kid, he thought that Salvation Army was Seven Nation Army. Isn't that cool when you learn things like that? By the way, Dick and those that are lined up, we're coming to you right away because I didn't know that you were already there until Luke told me that you guys were lined up. So we'll go to Dick from Madison. Sorry about that, Dick.
Hey, guys. Oh, not a problem. Scott Walker still irritates me in that when he won the recall, he ruined my bumper sticker. I know it would have sold in Dane County. And it was going to be, do you recall Scott Walker?
Right.
And then he went and won again.
Hey, but my anyway, favorite sign of him right away, Dick, was Scott Walker. One eye higher than the other.
Yeah. The national GOP is cracking me up right now. Now they're showing numbers that the grip is slipping away from Trump, supposedly. And that's a good thing, okay? Yeah. We knew he was losing his grip, personally, a long time ago. But the one I really get a kick out of is now all of a sudden they've licked their fingers, stuck in the air, and they're going, oh, these guys that were on a field trip on January 6th, suddenly they're bad people. You see, as a party, they were saying, you know, they weren't, but yet condemning Democrats for defunding the police and for anarchy. Well, what do you guys call what happened on January 6th? You know, you can't have it both ways with that, can you?
No, I mean,
literally killing people and you know, terrorizing people, storming the Capitol like they did, and they were all down with that. According to Ron Johnson, you know, they were just some people on a field trip.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Hey, you know, thanks, Dick. We've been on plenty of field trips to the Capitol. I plan on doing quite a few more, right? Never did I ever feel like I had to go up there and threaten somebody. All you got to do is speak the truth. And see, that's why Republicans can't do anything but react violently. They don't have the truth on their side. Nothing. On anything, right? From their religion to the way they govern. Just always taking everybody else's inventory and never taking theirs. We're going to go back to the air with Matt from Milton. Morning, Matt.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. I don't even know where to start, but like you were saying, we got so much hate and division between, if you're a Republican, we got the Democrats hating on you. If you're a Democrat, we got the Republican hating on you. When we're all Americans and we're all losing at the end of the day, you know, like Canadians right now are up there having a freedom convoy trying to end all the mask mandates, end all the vaccine mandates. You know, down here, I see, you know, I'm facing 3 years in prison for a few grams of weed in Rock County.
Yep.
You know, like, this is crazy. Like, you know, but at the same time, you know, we could already legalize weed in this state, but we're not because it's a swing state, and it's the state, you know, that decides the presidential election. So how much does this have to do with, you know, legalizing weed? You know, and at the end of the day, you know, I see a lot of my neighbors and stuff dying and getting put on a ventilator, you know, and for COVID. And I hear all these other people talking about ivermectin. Is ivermectin working, and is it saving one American life? We should have that conversation, you know. Is ivermectin saving American lives? If it is, we should be talking about it, not ostracizing other Americans. We should open, you know, good conversations between, you know, everybody and stop hating on each other and spreading so much hate between, you know, it's time to throw both parties away and be Americans.
Hey, thanks, Matt, and I appreciate you listening and participating. But look, I'm not going to be the one to say that I hate, because I don't, man. You're not going to hear me say, I hate this guy, I hate that. I despise them. I hate the things that they're doing, basically. But no, I don't apply it to the person. And, oh, yes, there's plenty of people, you know, from my side that hate back, right? It's just not natural for me to do that. You know, I don't want to hold grudges against people because I've done that enough in my lifetime, right? And all it does is hold you back. It doesn't harm the other person. And why would you want to harm the other person? You just move on. It's like I didn't have a really ugly divorce. It was just done, right? And I didn't have anything to say about it. I wasn't even in the same state. But there's, you know, you have to actually put pressure on the people that are feeding into this. You can't just, you know, wait to vote. We can't just talk to each other on the phone. We're going to have to do something after we're done talking. We get done talking, it's time to start walking. And here's Terry. I know Terry walks in the North Woods.
Yes, I do. It's tough. I've been in the 75th Assembly District, and I walk in my little bubble, you know, with maybe 10 other comrades. But every now and then I'll venture out and ask some of these guys and gals. And the thing that irritates them, Matt and Mike, is freestyle. Again, freestyle. It doesn't matter when Robin Voss gets
right.
free stuff.
Right.
But when it's amazing. And it's, I actually do know Social Security disability Republicans. If that don't drive me crazy, oh man. It don't get no damn dumber no how.
Well, I know Republicans that like to smoke marijuana and have sex. Isn't that weird? You know?
Well, but, yeah, they're out there, Mike. They're out there. But yeah.
I know they are. I've met several in my lifetime. But, you know, it's a different date. Thanks, Terry. And, yeah, I can only imagine. You know, I my best friend, when she was living in Oconto, I just had to, like, oh, my God, this is just awful. These people are just angry, and they got their Trump stuff out, and they're ripping up and down the road. And it's like, I do remember a day when we'd go up north, and yes, you guys were ripping up and down the gravel roads, but you weren't hating on everybody. It's like, we share the place with you. It's going up north it's hard because they think that we despise them for some reason. And I try to tell them, man, my family couldn't wait to get up there every year for a week with you guys. Hardworking people, you know, short summer, got to work at helping with the garden for a couple hours so that they can go fishing and swimming with you. I mean, that's what it was. We envied them. We didn't despise them. We envied that clean air and clean water and just the four seasons, which were actually like two when you get too far up there. But, hey, we got time for one more call before the break. We'll go to Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, it's hard not to, you know, that it's hard not to be to hate, you know, throw the hate right back in their face. That, but that's what you got to do.
It's easy for me.
You know, but it's you know, it's one of the things that I really despise Scott Walker for, because he was one of the ones who started exploiting this hatred. And then people used to be able to get along with, to talk about political subjects with. He made it that somehow he poisoned the well so much, and maybe the well was due to be poisoned that way, that to get people super angry at one another, you know, having, you know, that, I mean, lifelong friendships and family relationships were damaged by Scott Walker, and or at least the poison he was putting in the environment. And as far as what I can't figure out is how, and I kind of know how it happened, but this disease, the COVID coronavirus thing, that how that got to be such a political thing, because vaccines didn't used to be this kind of politics in the past. I mean, people didn't used to fight about life-saving measures taken in the past, but it's because Donald Trump chose to talk about it being a fake and all this, and let that monster loose upon our society, and, you know, maybe upon the world, that and unleashing all this stuff. I mean, it's horrific that people are dying unnecessarily, and ivermectin does not work on COVID. You know, the malaria, anti-malaria drug does not work against COVID. I mean,
going to a hard break, Mark. Thanks. You're right. And I wanted to mention that. The science is already in on that, my friend in Milton. We can talk about it, but the bottom line is it doesn't work. And you need to get vaccinations, man. It's worked my whole life. 60.